Chapter 2. 2 months, 3 days, and about 8 hours later, the clock on the mantel chimed noon. Captain Rolf, Lord of the Pirates, was late. Then again, so were Selena and Sam, but Rolf had no excuse, not when they were already 2 hours behind schedule, not when they were meeting in his office. And it wasn't her fault for being tardy. She couldn't control the winds, and those skittish sailors had certainly taken their time sailing into the archipelago of the Dead Islands. She didn't want to think about how much gold Aerobin had spent, bribing a crew to sail into the heart of pirate territory. But Skull's Bay was on an island, so they hadn't really had a choice about their mode of transportation. Selena, concealed behind a far too stuffy black cloak, tunic, and ebony mask, rose from her seat before the pirate lord's desk. How dare he make her wait? He knew precisely why they were here, after all. 3 assassins had been found murdered by pirate hands, and Aerobin had sent her to be his personal dagger, to extract retribution, preferably the gold kind, for what their deaths would cost the Assassin's Guild. "With every minute he makes us wait," Selena said to Sam, the mask making her words low and soft, "I'm adding an extra 10 gold pieces to his debt." Sam, who didn't wear a mask over his handsome features, crossed his arms and scowled. "You'll do no such thing. Aerobin's letter is sealed, and it's going to remain that way." Neither of them had been particularly happy when Aerobin announced that Sam would be sent to the Dead Islands with Selena. Especially when Ben's body, which Selena had retrieved, had barely been in the ground for 2 months. The sting of losing him hadn't exactly worn off. Her mentor had called Sam an escort, but Selena knew what his presence meant. A watchdog. Not that she'd do anything bad when she was about to meet the pirate lord of Irelia. It was a once-in-a-lifetime chance. Even though the tiny mountainous island and ramshackle port city hadn't really made much of an impression so far. She'd been expecting a manor house like the Assassin's Keep, or at least a fortified aging castle. But the pirate lord occupied the entire top floor of a rather suspect tavern. The ceilings were low, the wooden floors creaked, and the cramped room, combined with the already sizzling temperature of the southern islands, meant Selena was sweating buckets beneath her clothing. But her discomfort was worth it. As they'd strode through Skull's Bay, heads had turned at the sight of her. The billowing black cape, the exquisite clothing, and the mask transformed her into a whisper of darkness.